Author Clifton Talbert has a new book written especially for small, shy people facing big changes.
Tomorrow was the first day of school in Little Cliff's town. His great-grandmother, Mama Pearl, was very happy. His great-grandfather, Papa Joe, was also happy. Their faces were all smiles as they laid out Little Cliff's new clothes on their big iron bed. Blue jeans, a plaid woolen shirt, brown shoes, a pair of knee-high stockings, and a green corduroy cap with long flaps. The calendar said September, so Mama Pearl ignored the hot Delta sun and dressed Little Cliff for the fall.
Clifton Talbert's Little Cliff Goes to School picks up the story of a small African-American boy growing up in the rural South of the 1950s. As Little Cliff gets ready for his very first day of school, he says goodbye to all his toys, including his favorite, a galvanized metal tub.
I wanted to capture that sense of leaving by having Little Cliff have a conversation with his toys, those things that had been a real part of his life, and especially his tub. Now, that is a rural thing, the number three tub. Lisa, do you know what a number three tub is?
Well, I confess, I was confused by this.
Boy.
Because it's sort of like a one of those galvanized steel, I don't know, tubs, you can
lift
up. Yeah,
but Lisa, I bet, see, every Southerner would know the number three tub. See, the tub is used to give you a bath at night and also to wash clothes in the day. But for Little Cliff, the tub had also become this incredible huge car that he could load everything in and drag it around the yard and park it under the house. Now, all of a sudden, you find this little boy talking to the galvanized number three tub. I gotta leave you. I really gotta leave you. You know, he's talking to all of his stuff. These are his best friends.
There's some language that you use that I was unfamiliar with. And one of those words was fesser. There's a page where he and his great-grandparents are talking to each other, and it says he didn't want to leave his great-grandparents and everything he loved. He didn't want to be a fesser. He just wanted to stay home. And I thought, what is this? Is that professor?
That's professor. And I'm so glad you caught that, because there are several things embedded in that one word. Growing up in a very small rural community where picking and chopping cotton was a way of life, there were also this cadre of people who had great dreams for their children, as all parents do. And one of the things that many parents wanted their children to grow up and become academic professors, because in those days, the educator held a very high place of esteem in small rural communities. So professor, P-R-O, never quite made it into the vocabulary. They started at F-E-S-S-O-R.
Well, I guess the obvious question, Mr. Talbert, since your name is Clifton Talbert and this character is Little Cliff, is this an autobiography?
Well, I think it, in some way, it really is. It's a fantasy of, I guess, what do you call it, a fantasy autobiography, in that everyone that I write about are real people that lived in this small Mississippi Delta town. For the most part, as a writer, I have taken them back to the world that I know best and introduced them to the people who helped to make that first day a rather memorable time in my life.
Clifton Talbert. His new book is called Little Cliff's First Day of School. He joined us from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Thank you, Mr. Talbert.
Thank you very much, ma'am. It's a pleasure being with you.